Hey, happy day. Politics, it has an impact on the way we live and how we live and where we live and everything every day. Look at the price of gold. Look at the price of so many things, but look at gold in particular. It has now soared well past $4,000 an ounce. Wow, that's a lot of dough. A couple of years ago, it was what, $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, and etc. Last year in the $2,000 range. More than $1 billion a day trades in jewelry, gold jewelry. A billion a day. Wow, that's a big number. Why is that happening? Well, the old Trumpster, he's kind of doing that. Lots of talk about gold and where it's going to go and why. Gold standard. Will we ever get back to the gold standard? Hey, if we did, an ounce of gold would have to be worth upwards to $66,000 an ounce. Wow, President Nixon got rid of the gold standard back in the 1970s. Just sharing some info for you there. And let's look at New York and the boomity boomity boom boom. There's a lot of crime in New York, and it's been against the law because of Democrats. Those administrations say, it's okay. Bad guys can have guns, good guys cannot. You cannot defend yourself, right? They used to get upwards to, 300 applications a year for a concealed carry permit. And that was it, because it was wasn't a shell issue state. They didn't have to issue, if they didn't want to, a permit. And even the ones that they actually did issue, it was a big process. But now the Supreme Court opened it up not long ago, a couple of years ago, and now they're getting tens of thousands of applicants. Applications, tens of thousands. Of course there are. People want to protect themselves. Boomity boom. Shouldn't just be the bad guys that have the right to have a gun. They do have a right, by the way, because that's their business. Ah, hey, New York. Keeping with New York. And this, what's her name? James, the New York Attorney General. She's built her entire career, I think, on fighting Trump. I guess that gets her press, and she feels kind of oozy about it and whatever, but now it's kind of turned around and she's saying, hey, this is a political thing. You're after me because of politics, because of revenge. You should be revenged for all the things that you've done, but it's actually about facts, because the things that you said, James, that Trump did bad to him, you've done. And apparently it's kind of black and white. I've seen the documentation, and certainly would appear you're guilty. But all the left talks about is Trump is coming after us out of revenge. Get over that. Why don't you talk about the facts? Are there any facts? Because you've done bad things, right? I mean, you lied under oath and blah, 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 and getting mortgages and so on. But that's okay if you do, but nobody else can. Back to the boomity boom boom. Florida. They just recently have passed a law saying that there's open carry, which means you can carry a firearm in open view. Many states have that already, Nevada and quite a few others, and Arizona, Texas, and so on. Florida, it's interesting because some people are pushing back, but many are not. Because again, so what? I see guys driving motorcycles around and they have guns in their hip, and people, I've seen women in grocery stores with a gun in their hip. You get used to it. I mean, I got to shake the old Canadian mentality somewhat. I get that, but the other side, on the right of the brain, the American mentality gets it and understands it. And there ain't no problem with it, right? So, but store owners have the right, and restaurants and so on have the right to post signs and say, no guns in my place. And here's a grocery store chain. They have 882 stores in Florida called Publix. And they now said, hey, you all can carry a gun in our store. So they have signs up. They're encouraging people. It's open carry, concealed carry, do whatever you want, because the bad guys already are armed. So if you good guys want to come into our stores, the more the better. Because when you see a person with open carry, they have to pass a test, a background check to get the gun, right? They're a good guy. I mean, a bad guy doesn't walk around like that, I don't think. He might try to slip through the cracks. But in any event, that's what's happening. And they're saying, like many other retailers, what's the problem? We want good guys at our place showing firearms, because then bad guys don't come in. They see a good person shopping with a gun. I don't think I'll try to rob this place. Hey, now let's talk quickly about salaries and football and baseball. And these guys make an enormous amount of money, and I don't care. I mean, that's capitalism, or is supposed to be. And you want to pay somebody an outrageous amount of money, that's your business. I could care less. Again, however, let's kind of drill down a little bit. Here you have a fella, his name is Kyler Murray, and he was a pick for Arizona's number one pick for the 2019 draft. And he's a great player. He is. He signed a 5-year contract that's worth $230 million. A 5-year contract. Now, that's over a quarter of a billion dollars for 5 years. And again, I don't care. Many people do. They scream and they holler. I could care less. Whoever owns a team, you want to pay somebody that? Have a nice day. But here's the rub, okay? What's the involvement from the government? Taxpayer dollars, yours, mine. I mean, are we partners in this? Are we part of this quarter of a million dollar, a quarter of a billion dollar salary? Are we? Unfortunately, we are. That's kind of sad. I mean, there's stadium subsidies and all these community initiatives, and there's so many things and tax holidays and checks. Big checks. I mean, it comes all the time. I mean, these people get billions of dollars to build new stadiums and billions. Now, Trump has addressed this in the past, and I hope he does again. I pay a guy $1 billion a year if you want, if you own the team, but don't get me to be your partner. Ah, I'm not a real partner. I'm only a partner in the sense that you take some of my tax dollars, government, and you give it to someone who owns a football team or a baseball team. But it's kind of like the Amazon thing. They got really rich, and hey, Amazon's great. We need them, but they only paid that much to ship things in the post by post. And we pay that much. You can buy a jean jacket. It comes to you for a buck or two. And if you didn't like it, or if you do like it, rather, and you want to send it to Aunt Mary, it costs you that much. So all this government stuff, does it help or is it interference? Hey, y'all come back.